Mic check, mic check. 1 2 1 2. I got the camera levels good, everything's good. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Operation Hero Talk, the number one podcast for the nerds, the nerdettes, the blurreds, the blurredettes, and of course the weebs and the weebettes. What is going on, everybody? It's your boy, friendly neighborhood blur, Dimitri Starks, back in the building with another great episode for you guys. How you doing? Happy 4th of July week for you guys. I'll be dropping this on the Thursday, but I am actually recording it on Sunday night. They got the fireworks popping on already out here. As long as I don't hit no shells, I'm good. Y'all know how to, I'm from Chicago, so I'm pretty used to it. Anyways, what is going on? I hope everybody is having a very safe, productive week. I know, you know, a lot of great things going on in superhero fandom. We have Thor dropping this week, so I'm dropping this episode Thursday, so actually I think it drops Thursday, then technically by Thursday, hell, it drops tomorrow, right? Yeah, let me check the calendar, right? Yeah, it drops on the 9th, I think. Let me see. Get the month going here. Yeah, the 8th. It drops on the 8th. Yeah, so I hope everybody has a great hope everybody has a great time seeing that movie. I'm dropping a YouTube video. I plan on dropping a YouTube video this week for doing a trailer analysis of the final trailer for that video. So for that movie, that upcoming movie, giving a little bit of analysis, a little bit of background on Gore the God Butcher, future episode coming on him, because that guy is a seriously twisted supervillain, but I love him. He's definitely in my top 25 of greatest comic book villains of all time, easily. But we're not here to talk about that today. So as you guys know, if you have not listened to episode 28 of Operation Hero Talk, I recommend you go listen to that, available on our platforms, especially the big three: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Hit us with a follow, hit us with a like, leave a comment for any heroes or villains that you might want to see for future videos and podcasts. And with that being said, what was it? Yeah, it's episode 28. Yeah, episode 28. So in episode 28, what I did was I took the 10 X-Men movies. So move the mic up a little bit. Sorry. I took the 10 X-Men movies and I ranked them, just my personal opinion, from best to worst, and kind of rolled out with that. So you know, this series, this round of Marvel anime, DC, you know, weeks. These next three weeks. I already did one last week, so I'm dropping one this week. So next week will be anime. I want to touch on some topics other than heroes and villains specifically. Y'all know the podcast. Y'all know what we do. This is what we do. That's obviously the core. But occasionally, I like to switch it up and talk about some different things because I just have a lot of opinions. But with that being said, this week I got a very interesting question. I was sitting down. I was having a drink with a friend, and he said something that everybody has said. We thought it, and we've accepted it as truth. And this is DC week, so I feel like you guys probably know what I'm about to say. It's like, I have so much fun. I'm much more engaged. Not that I have so much fun. He said, I'm much more engaged when I watch cartoon DC movies than when I watch a live action DC movie. Why is that? We must have spent about an hour and a half on this subject, and like I said, it's something that everybody has accepted as truth. The cartoon movies are just better. They're better. It is what it is. They're better than the live action movies, the live action DC movies. So we're speaking just specifically about DC. Why is this? I feel like it comes down to there's no pressure. And because as the years have gone on, we've expected the cartoon movies to be better than the live action movies. And that's really what it comes down to. We're going to do a straight half an hour, 45 minutes. This will be a short episode today. Don't really want to do any breaks. I want to get right into it. I mean, where do we start, right? Competition is everything. Competition drives sales. Competition has given us some of our most celebrated athletes. Not just, I'm not talking about just in America. I'm talking about all over the world, right? The want to be better than somebody else. Not so much because you feel you're superior, but because you don't want to be defeated. You don't want to know what that's like. Maybe you felt what it's like before, right? We think, I can use a perfect example. I just finished watching the Last Dance documentary. And it's funny how, you know, thinking of Michael Jordan and his mentality at the time, it got me thinking about a lot of other athletes over the years. Obviously, the GOAT, Tom Brady, hell, even Brett Favre, you know, he never gave who would eventually become his successor, Aaron Rodgers. He never gave any time on the field. He never split reps. He never did any of that. He's like, I want to feel like I'm the best player for this team. Think about it this way. If you were a company that had the comic book world on hold, you had a tight grip on the comic book industry. You released Superman, widely accepted, right? Traditional society that was more traditional at the time. You wanted to give them a traditional hero. So, of course, it was a hit. Plus, you know, obviously there was no CGI, no animation. These things will come much years later, right? Obviously. I'm just looking up something. And I don't think I don't think DC really thought that back in the past, looking in, I don't think they thought for a second that Marvel was going to overtake them. They had nice ideas, right? They had nice ideas, but at the same time, right? You know, at the same time, it's, you don't think about the competition, especially not when you feel like you have a niche in this game. And let's switch it up and bring it to present day. We'll go back to the past again, but let's bring it to present day while I get my shit together over here. What you're thinking is what we've all thought for the past 10 years. Hell, 10 to 15. Marvel's just better. They have better heroes. They have better stories. They have better movies, right? I honestly think, and this is what I'm going to get into. I honestly think that Marvel was able to take their comics and translate them really well to live action movies. DC, not so much. And I think that it's a reflection of the comics because, like I have expressed, I am not being... it's just my opinion. I've always enjoyed Marvel comics more than DC comics. I thought DC, when comparing the two, I thought DC was a little stale. And fast forward to the future, when that's translated to live action movies, still stale. Superman movie. Stale. Aquaman movie. Funny, but stale. Wonder Woman movies. Staler than day-old bread. We might not get a Flash movie. We don't even got to bring up Batman versus Superman. But it's... I mean, we will, obviously, because it's the subject. It's one of the subjects of that's going to help me support my theory that I'm kicking to you guys. My knowledge, I'm kicking to you guys today. Yeah, man. There's just no pressure, because it's like, you know, it's a hit, right? You know, it's a hit. And you know, it's a hit. And you don't think that this is going to, you don't think that it's going to get this bad in the future, that your market share, which you have a stranglehold on for really 30 years, mind you, Marvel didn't become Marvel until 1961. DC Comics was founded in 1937. 37. So I say that to say this. I think as time went on, Marvel innovated, DC not so much. I think that Marvel was more open to ideas. DC wasn't. I think that DC was more traditional. Marvel wasn't. If I had to use a totally whack, crude analogy, I would say that DC is more conservative and Marvel is more progressive. And I think that's accurate. But hear me on this. Only accurate to the definition of those words. So I'm taking political out of it. I'm taking the politics out of it. Take the politics out of it. Marvel was more progressive. They got better. They tested limits. DC, not really. So that's really that. So I use the Marvel DC comparison to set up the main topic of today. So basically, now we have live action movies versus the cartoon movies. Why are the cartoon movies so better? Well, I have a couple of theories, but let's get into the first reason I think they're better. Better writers. They're just better stories to me. It just seems like, to me, the live action movies, they're dull. They're exactly like the comics. It seems to me where we get that. It seems to me where we in the cartoon movies, we get that grittiness, that dark tone. To me, the cartoon DC movies are as close as we get to the sin copy Batman movies. The Nolan Batman movies. To me, really, I fucking love this shit. I love watching Son of Batman, Batman Returns, the Justice League. I love that shit. It's amazing. And the whole time I'm thinking, the whole time, like, I've watched this. Because you got to remember, I probably, like all of you, have been watching these movies for years. And you cannot tell me that there has never been a time where you have thought, why can't they make a live action movie this good? It really does not seem that complicated. Hell, take the writers from one of these movies, put them on a live action budget. Give them the budget. Seriously. Link them up with a director and let's make lemonade, because right now oh, we got to stale oranges with these live movies. And getting into my second point, I don't want to knock the live action movies too much, because they do one thing right that is very crucial. Casting. Look, say what you want, and I don't care. Say what you want. I thought Ben Affleck was a great choice for Batman. I thought he was a great choice, and he took the damn role seriously, which is what you want. I think that he saw that Daredevil role as like, okay, you know what? Even though I didn't want to, I did kind of phone it in with that one. So, all right, let me give y'all something better. And he did. I thought he delivered. I really did. Come on, man. I got TikTok just like y'all got TikTok. How many times have y'all seen that Ben Affleck Batman warehouse beatdown scene? By the time I finally decided to download TikTok on my phone, I was on playthrough 15. Seriously, that's how many times I had watched that. It was just a beautiful piece of cinema. The man hit the rock bottom on people. I was like, yes, this level of brutality is what I need out of Batman. This installs fear. Don't get me wrong, I love Christian Bale's Batman. It's the best one to me. Well, Michael Keaton, but you know, Nolan is a close second. Bale is a close second. But if we being honest, episode 29, Operation Hero Talk. If we're being honest right now, you know, it's a tough thing to have to live up to. It is. Let me see. Hang on. Sorry. I realized that for the people that are listening to this, I got to give y'all a play by play of what I'm doing. So that way, you know, I'm still learning. Come on now. It's only episode 29. Give me a break. I'll get it together. I promise. I'll get the shit together. Oh my God. Why did I do a Google search for Listeria? Oh, right. Cause there's a outbreak going on. See, now I forgot what I was about to look up. Excuse me. But you. Oh yeah, but the casting. Okay, I'm sorry. The casting. So, let me see. I mean, yeah, I liked Batman. I liked Ben Affleck as Batman. I thought he did a good job. Mainly because people fear Batman. That comes across in the cartoons because you have freedom. You can make it as brutal as you want, right? I mean, Jason did stab Joker in his eye. I don't know about y'all, but I fucking loved that scene. I loved it. Not because it was necessarily brutal, but because Red Hood is one of my favorite DC heroes of all time, period. And at that moment when I watched that, I was like, holy shit, yes. This is retribution. This is revenge at its finest. Everybody was here. Everybody saw the movie. This is how much everybody knows I'm a big Red Hood fan. They were all, every time somebody saw the movie, they text me or they called me to talk about it. And my number, and like a lot of them were saying, oh, this isn't going to make him feel better. This isn't going to make him, you know, this isn't going to change what happened. I was like, no, it'll make him feel better. because he did what needed to be done. What did Will Smith say at the end of I Am Legend when he put the girl in her kid in the furnace before he blew himself up? They're not gonna stop. He's not gonna stop. Joker was never gonna stop. He stopped because Batman was retired, but still, does it change the horrible things that you've done in the past? You see how I'm describing in detail a DC cartoon movie? I cannot do this shit with live action DC movies. I can't. I just can't. Episode 29 of the Operation Hero Talk podcast. Your host, Dimitri Starks, on the mic. But man, yeah, this cast to me was perfect. I mean, Ben Affleck is Batman, Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman, Henry Cavill is Superman, Ezra Miller, hey, everybody makes mistakes. Ray Fisher, Cyborg. I'm not saying he's excused from the stupid shit he has did and done recently. I'm saying everybody makes mistakes with casting. Jason Momoa is Aquaman. Yeah, I never for a second thought anybody else was going to play that role. Even when it was leading up to it, I never thought anybody was going to play that role. Anybody else was going to play that role. I think that we as nerds and blurreds are passionate about what we watch, read, and listen to, and it, you know, we act as gatekeepers because, you know, a lot of people like anime nowadays, right? A lot of people like DC nowadays, a lot of people like Marvel nowadays that we know were not in the trenches with us back in the day when it wasn't cool, quote unquote, to like those things. All right. They weren't with us back then. So we gatekeeping. I'm not gatekeeping. I look at it as, hey, now you see what you were missing. And well, you could have had this good shit the whole time. So whatever. It is what it is. But do I respect gatekeepers? Absolutely. And you absolutely have a right to feel the way you feel. And I don't put nothing against you. Go ahead, gatekeep, bro. Let me in. I got my boarding pass. But back to topic. I don't think that the live action films are trying to compete with the Marvel live action films, because I really think that they know that battle is lost. Now we'll see with Phase 4. Of Marvel, and see how that compares to some shit we got going now. Sorry, a little late at night, and we'll see how that compares to some shit that we got going on now. As far as not now, but some things we got going on that's gonna come out in the future. As far as DC live action movies, not really looking forward to Black Adam personally. I'm gonna watch it because, you know, The Rock, that's my favorite wrestler of all time, that's my man's, he's a great live action actor and a decent actor in general. But so, you know, I'm gonna probably make my way and go see that, you know, whatever. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm seeing it because I'm passionate about these three subjects. And I think that that's really what it comes down to for us, and why we still immerse ourselves in these movies, even when we know they will never live up to Marvel. But you shouldn't compare it to Marvel. It is what it is. It's hard to make innovative movies off of comics that were not innovative. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's hard to be fresh and new and exciting based on comic books that were not particularly progressive. If we really keeping it a stack, keeping it a buck, most of the money in the budget goes towards Batman. Seriously. Harley Quinn had her little run. Check out my episode on her. Harley Quinn had her little run, and she's probably going to get another run. I hear they're going to make another Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role. I'm pretty excited about that. I don't give a damn if it's going to be a musical. I'm watching it. But at the same time, it's like, okay. Why should I be excited about this? It's hard to make it. It's hard to set the trend when the trend has already been set by your biggest competition. All of the money goes into Batman and Joker, everybody. That's where I feel like that's where a majority of it. How many fucking comic cartoon Batman movies have we got? A shit ton, and we love every one of them. And so, like, even I even liked Batman Samurai. I thought it was dope. Me personally, you don't have to. It's cool. Feel the way you feel. I thought it was nice. I mean, I thought it was good. The new Justice League movie, cartoon Justice League movie. Good. You know, like, not bad. It wasn't bad. You can't. I can't say this. When you look at the pillars of DC, they haven't changed over the years as much. They just haven't. Really, the only one who has changed has been Superman, and I feel like that's really honestly because they have overreached successfully. It's an overreach. It's a successful overreach because he stayed relevant. But they know this is our oldest superhero. We have to keep him relevant. So we have to change him. We got to kill him off, make an evil version of him, give him a son. We got to turn him into Darkseid's. Darkseid's apprentice and shit. Like, have him wear a just borderline ripoff Darth Vader costume. This is borderline. I recommend y'all watch this episode on YouTube. I got a picture of this right here in this corner right here, and on the, over my right shoulder. Like, come on, what is this? Whatever, it's for the birds. It's okay. It's all right. It's good. Whatever. But my point is, you don't see a lot of progression as far as the characters go, and I think that's what has suffered, and it's in. And that's okay when you're making the cartoon movies because that's your niche. Marvel respects the game. Think about it this way. Marvel doesn't make a lot of cartoon movies anymore. Why is that? It's because they know DC has the market on lock for that. We looking to them for that. And we're looking to Marvel for live action movies. But guess what? DC ain't going down without a fight because they need a piece of that profit. They need that money. They want a piece of that market, even if they're not particularly good at it. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is, but that's okay though, because, you know, do I think that there are some DC movies out there that are considered good and worth the salt? No, but some live action DC movies that are worth it. No, but the cartoon, hell yeah. Cartoon versions, hell yeah, absolutely. I give them their flowers. I give a round of applause for them. I think that, you know, actors can only take you so far. You got to have good writing. You have to have a good story. You don't have a good story, throw it away. And it's hard to have a good story because you have to work from something, and what you're working from is kind of mid. It's mid. So what can we do? What can we do? Just keep making shit, keep blowing budgets and hoping everything works out? Okay, maybe. I'm gonna end this episode with this. This is just me being real with y'all. Dimitri Starks, episode 29 of the Operation Hero Talk podcast. This is me being real with y'all. If I was the CEO of DC, just in general, comics, publications, whatever the hell you want to call it, I wouldn't make any more live action movies. We're done. Maybe I would put out one a year, maybe, but multiple a year. The budget. This is why I would only work on one at a time, mainly because I would need it to be substantial, because I want to give you everything you need to make this a hit. DC with live action movies has basically come to this point in time where they can't take any L's. They can't take any self-inflicting L's. Let's be real. They can't have another Batman versus Superman. They can't. They won't last. They will not survive another Batman versus Superman. And I didn't even think the movie was that bad, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good. At all. So you know, I'd put all my money into the cartoon movies. That's what people like. That's what people enjoy. Hell, break the bank, break the budget. I mean, we getting a shit ton off of our logo anyway. Come on, man. Who doesn't have something with a Superman logo on it? Who doesn't have something with a Batman logo on it? I see kids out here with Wonder Woman swimsuits on all the time. My daughter had one at one point. You know, it's. So the budget on that, I mean, not the budget, the profit on that alone. Reinvest into what you're good at. So to recap, I think that the cartoon DC movies are better written than the live action DC movies. I think the action is better. And I think that they have more going on in those movies than just comedy. And I think that's something that the live action DC movies kind of swings and misses at repeatedly. They try to have action, not action. They try to have comedy more, I won't say important, because that's not the right way of saying it. That's not the right way I'm trying to say it. What I'm trying to say, I think they try to have comedy play a more important role in their live action movies than it really should. And at some points, just bear with me on this, and I think you can attest. I mean, I think you can agree. Excuse me. I feel like they try to inject comedy to hide the fact that their action is half-assed. And that it's just not up to par. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just me. But I mean, just the way I feel personally. I just don't think that it's ever going to be, the live action movies are ever going to be what people want them to be. It's never right to compare. When I was comparing earlier in the episode Marvel to DC, I was just giving you an evaluation of the progress of both companies. That's all I was doing. When I watch a DC movie, whether it's cartoon or live action, I'm not thinking about a Marvel movie. It's not even on my membrane. There's no place in the movie where I'm thinking, damn, Marvel would have did a way better job at this shit. No, you can't go into it like that, because when you do, you're setting yourself up for failure and for bias right off the rip. I love being surprised. I love being wrong. I would love for a live action DC movie that was worth a damn to come along. I really would. But, you know, who knows? Who knows how long that'll be? Who knows if it'll ever come? I hope it does, but, you know, maybe it won't. But with that being said, ladies, gents, however you choose to identify, it's 2022, y'all. Stay woke. That's going to wrap up our short episode for the 4th of July week. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in every episode. Going to get the video, the podcast episodes posted on YouTube. Sorry, I've just been kind of busy. We're moving into a new place. So, you know, been just wrapped up in that. I think you guys are going to like the new setup that we have at the new crib. I'm going to have more space. You know, going to have more space. Going to have gonna have some better artwork behind me. This is Stan, obviously, and this is Stan, picture of my baby. Looking forward to, you know, just, you know, this show evolving and coming up with shit that I think that you guys are gonna like to listen to and want to be a part of. I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm really looking forward to talking about more heroes and villains. Anime week is next week, and another off the beaten path episode. We'll be talking about why live action anime movies are rarely ever good. I got some shit to say about that. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Follow me on social media, TikTok. Social media name is TRANE003. Follow Operation Hero Talk on Instagram and Twitter. Oh damn, we ain't got a Twitter. I'm sorry. On Instagram and Facebook. And follow me, SwiftyMob 1914 on Instagram. Excuse me, kind of rambling here. I'll put the links in the descriptions, and I'll put them in the descriptions on YouTube, just so you know, you guys ever want to check me out, hit me with a follow, hit me with a like, hit us with a comment, let us know. We're streaming on multiple platforms, especially the big three: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and of course Spotify. But with that being said, I hope you all have a great week. I hope you all have a great weekend. And remember, when life gets you down, you can always stay swifty. Peace.